Adrian Ash is the Edward and Robin Milstein Professor of Bioethics and Professor of Epidemiology and Population Health and Family and Social Medicine at Yeshiva University's Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Her work focuses on the ethical, political, psychological, and social implications of human reproduction and the family. Arlene Cantor is the Laura J. and L. Douglas Meredith Professor of Teaching Excellence and Professor of Law at Syracuse University College of Law, where she also founded and directs the Disability Law and Policy Program, home to the first joint degree program in law and disability studies. She also co-directs the Syracuse University Center on Human Policy, Law, and Disability Studies, the first university-based disability research center. Are you starting, Adrian?
Adrian.
Oh, okay. Here is Adrian Ash.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Maurer. Thank you for being here. It's really a privilege to be part of the Tenbrook Law Symposium. And it's wonderful to speak on a panel with Arlene Cantor, who has been a colleague and friend for many years. What we're going to try to do today is raise some questions that I think we both know we don't have complete answers to. We're going to try to stop our own comments long enough so that you can ask us questions, and maybe in your questions you'll have some answers for us as well. That would be terrific. We've talked the disability rights movement, however you think about it. Some people say it started 40 years ago. Many of us know from work in the National Federation of the Blind and the writings of Dr. Jacobus Tenbrook that it started longer ago than that, in the United States at least. The National Federation of the Blind was founded in 1940. There were other political organizations of people, at least with one disability, that started around that time, working as, even if we didn't use the word civil rights groups, but political action kinds of groups to try to change society and change the place of people with disabilities in society. Arguably, the cross-disability rights movement that a lot of people think of as the disability rights movement started in the 1970s, or came to be when there were massive efforts to pass the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, and then to get the regulations for Section 504 enforced. Some of us are veterans of that era. And there was the beginning of what we now think of as a kind of cross-disability rights movement. And some people have talked about how disability is an identity. And we've talked a lot, in our analogies to get civil rights passed and to get civil rights as a concept for people with disabilities, we have used analogies to the situation of racial minorities and the situation of women, and more recently to the situation of people of what are considered not statistical majority sexual orientation, LGBT, however you want to think about it. And those analogies have been useful. They have also perhaps been problematic. And so in this panel, Arlene and I will talk together about some of the upsides and I think some of the downsides of disability as an identity category, perhaps in a world of more social justice than we have in this society and worldwide, would we need a category called people with disabilities. What function does that serve as a legal category, as a moral category, and what function does it serve as a psychological category? Now, I realize we're talking primarily with lawyers, but I'm going to suggest that we need to have this conversation, including some of what might be considered dirty little secrets or dirty laundry, or I don't know, however you want to think about it, things that shouldn't be aired in public. Because if we don't air them in public, we are not going to get beyond where we are. And so please understand, at least when I speak after Arlene, and possibly when Arlene is speaking as well, we are trying to raise some questions that we don't know the answers to, that we need to ask in a safe place with serious minds, serious hearts, committed to changing and improving the lives of people with disabilities, but wanting to tackle some of what I think we believe are some pretty hard questions that we haven't figured out the answers to. Okay.